This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we're doing live radio, and I'm just getting some things here right as we start to kick it off here. And I'm looking up the word propaganda. And it's the art or practice of propagating tenets or principles. This is the Webster's 1828 version, propagandism. There is no propaganda. Okay, there is no word propaganda. Now, if I look up the word propaganda, which I'm going to do right now, define, I'm just going to see what it pulls up on the search. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. That's propaganda. Keep in mind, during the foundations of this country, there was no word propaganda. Okay, again, propaganda today is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Now, I'm leading into something here, friends, because I want to make a show out of this, because this kind of stuff, I love this because I can see it a mile and a half away, literally. It's just easy to detect. To the 94% who say that they do not believe the mainstream media, okay, I want to talk to you for a minute. To the 94% of you listening to me right now, out of 325.7 million people in this country, 94% of you say that you don't believe the mainstream media. Okay, just this last week, friends, we were told by the secularist Rush Limbaugh, a lady wrote, that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman. Okay. Rush Limbaugh, folks, Glenn Beck, the conservative talking heads of the day, Levin, all these guys, they're secularists. They're adding strength to tyranny because they're submitting to the establishment that everybody declares they're sick and tired of. Well, they keep talking about the same talking points, so therefore they must be used to the very position in which they're in. So they're not going to know the difference if they're out of it or if they're in it, because they keep talking the same way. Circular reasoning, and no resolve ever. It's the dog chasing the tail, okay? And it's all fed to the secularists, the conservative talking heads of the day, by the same media that they complain about 24/7. What are their talking points? Where do they come from? From the media that they decry, okay? Now, with that, I want to expose it for you. To the 94% who say that they do not believe the mainstream media, who told you that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman? The media. Are you holding the truth in unrighteousness? Do you actually believe, friends, that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman? Are you out of your mind? You have to be if you believe the media. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. Now, I want to go back just a moment, if you don't mind. All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks out to reach. Okay, let me say it again. All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent. So who does propaganda appeal to? The least intelligent. Of those whom it seeks to reach. Now, I want you to listen to this because we need to understand the propagandists, the globalists, are using communist tactics every step of the way. Listen to Vladimir Lenin. He said, there are no morals in politics, which there is in God's government, Exodus 18:21. But according to the devil, listen to what he has to say. There are no morals in politics. There is only expedience. He said, a scoundrel may be of use to us just because he is a scoundrel, okay? I'm going to get to Michelle Obama in just a moment. Before that, I wrote an article in 2018, January, with the title, to the 94% who don't believe the media, who told you that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons? The same media. It's just a different day. Now, I want you to listen to this because Breitbart recently reported that former President Barack Hussein Obama took the title of, I got to say this slow, of the most admired man for the 10th consecutive year in a row. And former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the most admired woman for the 15th consecutive year in a row. According to a Gallup poll. Friends, a Gallup poll that was bought and paid for by the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and none other than Hillary Clinton. Okay? You have to stay for the duration of the show today because there's so many things I'm going to outline to completely contradict and to show you, folks, how propaganda works. Okay? Now, again, what I'm going to talk about first is Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, that they're the most admired person. And I got to say this one more time. 94% of Americans declare and proclaim they do not believe the media. But when the media reports Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons in the world, all of a sudden people are saying, how is that possible? Oh, my goodness, folks, did you hear this? And they go on Facebook and they go on their Twitter accounts and their emails and they pick up the phone and they tell their friends, listen, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons in the world. Well, that's all you got to do is ask those hypocrites where you heard that from. Well, I heard that from the media. Well, listen, I thought you said you didn't believe the media. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You're a hypocrite. Period, right? Propaganda. Noun, derogatory information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Propaganda, in this case, is an attempt to cause the readers to believe that they have the support of the masses, which they do not. This is why I continuously reiterate the point of the propagandist and those that have set up a system in which you now live. And if you want to stay there, then turn the radio show off right now. If you want to get out of the box, if you're sick and tired of the establishment, if you're sick and tired of being a pawn on the table of ill-designing men, then you're going to want to listen to what I have to say. And there's a reason I make reference to the Rules for Radicals by none other than Disciple of Hell, Saul Alinsky. By the way, I wonder how that's working out for him right now. A practical primer for a realistic radicals, page 126, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. So in other words, cause the enemy, say the globalists and the propagandists, cause the enemy, me and you, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. Again, Andrew Jackson was right when he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. This we know. Anybody and everybody in government, nobody can deny, just for the record. We're talking about to the 94% who don't believe the media. Friends, that don't believe the media, who told you that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman in the world? The media that you don't believe. To the 94% who don't believe the media, who told you back in 2018 Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons in the world? The media that you don't believe. All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to who? The comprehension of the least intelligent, the stupid ones, of those whom it seeks to reach. Who believes propaganda? The dummies. I didn't say it. That's what they're saying. And this is what they're doing on a daily basis in the United States of America. I just gave you the definition of propaganda, friends. Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. That's propaganda. This is what this is, friends. And propaganda in this case is an attempt to cause the readers to believe that they have the support of the masses, which they do not. And this is the reason I continuously make reference to Saul Alinsky. And in all sincerity, I have to ask the question, I wonder how it's working out for Saul now. He thought he was real cute during the justice of God his entire life. Now he's gone. How's that working out for you, brother? And I know that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the bottom line is there is a hell for a reason, for people like Saul Alinsky. And for people and propagandists and useful idiots that know the truth, that wicked men, which are defined as what? Those that know the truth and walk not in it. The reason I keep bringing up these tactics is for the very reason, friends, of what we're talking about today. Power is not only what you have, said the devil from hell, Saul Alinsky. but what the enemy thinks you have. This is how propaganda works. It works on the simple-minded people that don't take the time to pull the curtain back. Now, do you really believe that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons in the world, friends? I'm about ready to show you the truth of the matter. Absolutely not. What is this? This is about casting it into your faces, into your minds, to lower your expectation of those that mean to rule your world. That's what this is all about. The truth of the matter is concerning Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarko, or Sabarka, and Hillary Clinton, is it should be, headlines should have stated, Barack Hussein Obama, the most despised man in America, and Hillary Clinton, the most despised woman in America. And now we just heard over the weekend, friends, Michelle Obama is now voted the most admired woman in the world. You have got to be out of your mind. Now let me show you. Let facts, friends, bear forth the truth of the matter, which are stubborn things because they will not move. I'm going to give you the fruits of both of these individuals. First of all, Barack Hussein Obama. Remember this guy, this foreign sodomite, right, criminal, that transgressed the U.S. Constitution? That means he was allowed to give the American people the finger, literally, for over 8 years. He transgressed the U.S. Constitution over 1,160 times. Yes, you heard me right. He's the most admired man in America. Are you kidding me, friends? He was the person with 47 different Social Security numbers. This is a fact. This is the person who has had his Harvard's Law School, Columbia College, and his college records completely sealed. Whoa. Pretty transparent, right? Isn't that what he ran off of? He is the person who has had his Illinois state senator record sealed, his Illinois state bar record sealed, his client list sealed, Panuhau school and financial records sealed, his elementary record sealed, his name change record sealed, his marriage license between father and mother are sealed, records of Obama's mother's repatriation as a U.S. citizen on return from Indonesia sealed, his adoption record sealed, his baptism records are all sealed. This is Barack Hussein Obama. They want to cast into your minds that he's the most admired man in America back in 2018. Well, who is he? Nobody knows because all of his records are sealed. Well, then how could he be the most admired? By the way, he is the most admired man in America according to this report. No one knows who he is except for what they have seen him do, and it's not admirable in any sense of the word. I mean, just think about this, Americans. He campaigned on transparency. Oh, my goodness. If you're a Christian, he was exactly right. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Now, here we go. I reported, now going back to 2014, August 18th, CNN's president resigned last year, this is in 2014, to the low viewership it received. Now, maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned, because Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. She was ordered to construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. Lyons also said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that Barack Hussein Obama's administration paid for CNN's content. Friends, this is propaganda. It's the very definition of propaganda. Okay? The New York Times actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, to their credit, I might add, that all information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. Who's the last guy to do that we know of, friends? Mussolini? Adolf Hitler? Joseph Stalin? Mao Zedong? Exactly right. And it's illegal in this country, friends. Let's go over to MSNBC. And yes, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation. But their slogan during the election campaign for Barack Hussein Obama, allegedly the most admired man in the world, his campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the Communist Playbook. for those that didn't know. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. Right? I mean, folks, this is crazy. The most admired man in the world. That nobody knows who he is because all of his records are sealed. He's paying for CNN's content. New York Times tells us that all of his information before released on the people was first vetted. And then we find out his Logan, his election campaign Logan, was based on Lean Forward, a communist slogan. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Don't you remember back in 2010, the elections? You got to know this, friends. It's important because you got to piece it together as time goes on. Do you remember that in 2010, during the elections, do you remember that 63 unconstitutional Democratic representatives were unseated? Now, again, what they're promoting here through the propagandists and the useful idiots, friends, these scoundrels, is they're promoting the opposite of the truth. They're lying. They're putting the lie for the truth. They're putting bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. They're putting darkness for light, light for darkness. Isaiah 5:20, the list goes on. They're backwards. They're reprobate. They're upside down. They're liars on purpose, and they're going to have their part in the lake of fire where they belong. Friends, what are they doing? They're promoting the opposite of what is true. They're telling you that Barack Hussein Obama back in 2018 was the most admired man in the world. Yet in 2010, friends, 63 Democratic representatives were unseated. Wherever he went to campaign for someone, friends, that individual would lose the run. I thought he was the most admired. No, it's propaganda. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 64,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And remember they blamed it on the weather? Well, they got the meteorologist involved as well, and he said, no, they were sunny skies that day. No. They couldn't sell out 74,000 seats, friends. They couldn't even give away free tickets in filling the seats, for those that didn't know. So it went from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets. I thought he was the most admired man in the world. Friends, propagandists push the opposite of what is true, and all propagandists and dictatorships act in such a fashion. And I want to tell you, friends, the CIA media, controlled media, the mainstream media, along with corrupt politicians, friends, it's all premised and predicated on what? Propaganda.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way, very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach, the Forbes News. Thank you for the broadcast. Talking about how, friends, you have been sold a bill of goods, which there's nothing good about the goods that you've been sold. The 94% who said that they do not believe in the mainstream media. Well, in 2018, you were told that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were the most admired persons in the world. Over the weekend, we found out that they did the same thing the propagandists did, these scoundrels, that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman. Woman? Question mark. Right? I'm giving you the fruit of his administration, Matthew 7:16. I just shared with you, friends, that these outlets are talking about how Obama and his administration paid for CNN's content with your money, by the way. A New York Times told us that all his information was first vetted before released. MSNBC shared with us and promoted his propaganda machine during his election campaign. His slogan was, lean forward, communist. Folks, it's out of the communist playbook. Then we were told in 2010 elections that 63 Democrat representatives were unseated. Friends, what do? They advocate and promulgate the opposite of what is true. This is how they survive. On the mindless that believe what they say, but yet the mindless that believe what they say are the very first ones to say that we don't believe what they say. Then I shared with you, friends, that in 2012, 74,000-seat arena had to be moved to a 20,000-seat arena because they couldn't fill the seats, even by giving away free tickets. Yes, you heard me right, friends. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena? I have a video on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Shows the headline, the actual paper. But the propagandists, the scoundrels, the useful idiots, the CIA-controlled minions reported in Milwaukee that Barack Hussein Obama's followers filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, there were, in fact, only 5,000 seats available, and guess what? They weren't all filled. This is how you're getting these headlines, friends. This is how you're getting your information. This is illegal. Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitters, his Twitter followers, were found to be fake accounts? Do you remember this? 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found to be fake accounts. They were created out of thin air. These are the very same big tech companies that are censoring outlets such as mine that are exposing them for who they are. This is why they want to censor free speech, friends. Because it exposes them. Jesus was crucified by who? Those that he was exposing. Right? They delivered him up for envy, the Bible says it, and what's worse off is Pilate even knew it. But he still handed him over to the will of man. Wasn't good in any sense of the word. 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter followers were found to be fake accounts, created out of thin air. Have you ever noticed, like with Hillary Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama, you notice how they always have groups of people behind them, and then they have these tight camera shots on them? Yeah, because they want to create in your minds, they have overflowing support from the people. Nothing could be further from the truth. We even found out concerning Hillary Clinton, who just happened to be reported as one of the most admired people in the world back in 2018. We'll get to Michelle Obama in just a moment. But keep in mind, we found that there was Craigslist ads where they were actually paying people $50 an hour to go sit in on her campaign efforts. And I'll get to more of this in just a moment. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama for his reelection? Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama was caught on a hot mic? And when he was caught on that hot mic talking to a diplomat for Russia, he said that during his second campaign, this is before he even ran for the second run for the People's White House. So the fix was in. Friends, you need to understand there's a government inside of this government that Barack Hussein Obama and no president has any control over. And it's my father who's in control. Period. But it's interesting to note how the wicked are walking on every side, and they continuously walk on every side, and they continuously promote each other and advance each other for the very purpose that they might, at end aim, receive, friends, the global agenda that they've been pushing for hundreds of years now in this country and on a global basis. I'm going back to Stevie Wonder, who couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama, but in 2018 he was voted as the most admired man in the world. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration that there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? Did you remember? Folks, you can't even. I could call right now. It'd be hard to get rooms. This was during his second inaugural address. They couldn't fill up the hotel rooms. See, they don't have the support that they promote to you that they have. I've told Americans for I don't know how many years now, the reason there's an immigration issue going on here is because they don't have the support here in America they want you to believe that they have. So what do? They bring them over into America illegally, and they say, you don't have to have a license. You don't have to worry about none of that. You can be an illegal. Just come over here and vote, and we'll let you do it. And the American people stand back and allow them to do it. Voter fraud is massive. Don't you remember what Joseph Stalin said? Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. America, come on. Come on. This is so blatantly obvious what's going on here. Blatantly obvious. Oh, by the way, I do, in all truth, I have to tell you this because I did want to show with you and share with you who supported Barack Hussein Obama. The homosexuals do, for one, who make up less than 1.7% of the population, okay? The very ones that are being used as a political battering ram only to make way for the Muslims, which are taking full advantage of that now. Oh, homosexuals, you should have listened to me while you had time to do it. Planned Parenthood supports Barack Hussein Obama, only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice. He voted over 212 times in his short tenure as a senator in the state of Illinois. He also voted two times, friends, to make sure that if a baby came out alive, that the doctors would snuff him out. This is a fact. So, in effect, Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. So without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, etc., have expressed their support for Barack Hussein Obama. So maybe he's the most admired man to these people, but he definitely isn't to the people in the United States of America. But it's interesting how the media continuously puts the microphones and the cameras up to his mouth and to his face. Isn't it? He hasn't been the president of the United States. He's never been the president of the United States of America legally. But the fact of the matter is that the impression, friends, and the delusion that the American people drank when they drank the Kool-Aid that the media was pouring out for him, he hasn't been the president for, what, 2.5 years now? But a lot of people don't even know, well, why is he always on TV? Why is the microphone always put up to his mouth? Because it's the propagandists that are doing it. Okay? Ooh, this is crazy. So we see that America's sworn enemies were in support of Barack Hussein Obama. Furthermore, we've seen the illegals were in full support of Barack Hussein Obama. Criminals, by the way. And if I go on here, That's Barack Hussein Obama for you, in a nutshell. I need to move on because I need to get to Michelle Obama, but I got to first get to Hillary Clinton, okay? When going to Facebook, now speaking of Hillary Clinton, in 2018, voted the most admired woman in the world, right? When going to Facebook in 2018, what pops up are pages such as Hillary Clinton sucks is one of them. Hillary Clinton is wrong for America, and several titled Hillary Clinton for prison. I'm somewhere every month in the United States of America. During that time, friends, I seen more Hillary Clinton for prison yard signs than I did anything else. I think I seen two signs throughout the United States of America concerning the states that I was in during that year that were actually in favor of Hillary Clinton. How did she become the most admired person in the world, friends? According to who? And what's even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as the Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported, to their favor, to their credit, that the State Department was buying Facebook likes for her. As a matter of fact, in 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its Inspector General criticized the agency for spending, you ready for this? $630,000 of your money to boost the numbers on Hillary Clinton's friend page. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. All bought and paid for. Did you know that, because that wasn't it, that wasn't all, when Hillary Clinton opened her campaign in Iowa to run for the presidency of the United States of America, did you know that there were actually more reporters who attended than voters? As a matter of fact, Clinton's Iowa campaign kicked off event roused a whopping 22 people. So this little run between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton was bought and paid for, friends. Both players, both handpicked. I can tell you exactly in parallel, simultaneously, what's going on today. Did you know that there's over 200 people running for the People's White House this cycle? How many have you heard from, friends? Besides the ones that the media that you don't believe in had put up. Well, they continuously drive support to the likes of Donald Trump as the agenda goes on. And what is Donald Trump doing? Just like the propagandist, the opposite of what he says. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 80, I believe it's 82 or 87 different radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks. You've made us the number one and number two show. If you'd like to check that out, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or go to Genesis Communication Live. You'll see what I'm talking about right there on the front page. We appreciate your support. 113 radio stations are listening to us even now, and we are also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. With that said, friends, I want to get this and get to this in hopes to getting this done before the end of the show, because I don't want to drag this on to another day. I want to get to Time's Tyrants of the Year on Wednesday, because Tim's going to be taking the show tomorrow. He's got a guest host he'll be sharing with you tomorrow. But let's get to this, and let's get this finished up here. I was just highlighting the fact that none other than Hillary Clinton had 22 people show up concerning her kickoff for her presidential run. Do you hear what I said? 22 people. Why is it that the media blew her up to be something she wasn't? Hey, as a matter of fact, friends, according to her Twitter account, as of April 14th of 2015, she had 3,351,547 Twitter followers. Out of 325 million people? I mean, this is crazy, friends. This is like crazy. I just shared with you, friends, that her Facebook likes were bought and paid for by the State Department. She spent $630,000 to boost her numbers. When she pushed off her campaign for the presidential, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. I just shared that with you. 22 people showed up, friends. It was reported, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. Local activists, which are bought and paid for. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion with an audience of another 15 people. She was voted the most admired person in 2018, friends. Wow. Clinton joked about the horde of reporters at the event as it opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. Friends, you're being lied to. All of these that are put up that you despise, they're put up by the communists and the propagandists driving this in your teeth. And by the way, it's all done by the finger of God as a judgment unto a people that fail to deal with the wicked. It's that simple. It really is. I get it. Common sense comes into play. What do you think of a cop that sees a criminal commit a crime and he drives away from the criminal instead of dealing with them? Oh, he's the worst of cops. So are you, Americans, for allowing this to go on when you know it's all propaganda. I can go on with this. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. Fake. Completely fake. But friends, in 2018, the media, the lying CIA-controlled media, by the way, why do I keep making reference to that? Go to Operation Mockingbird, because this has been going on in this country. The CIA was exposed back in the 60s and 70s for controlling the media and the narrative. This has been going on in this country for a long time. Really easy to find. Just search it, friends. Just search it. But you've been told that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the most admired persons in the world. According to who? According to those that mean to bear rule over you by lowering the standard. Let's go over to none other than Michelle. I tried to get Mike in there with Michelle. By the way, I didn't call her Mike. Barack Obama called her Michael twice. You can go online and watch the video. But who told you that Michelle Obama is the most admired woman? Well, here we go again. The mainstream media is in hopes that you will buy another one of their lies. The propagandists have proclaimed now Michelle Obama is the most admired person, and at the same time that other propagandists like Time Magazine are simultaneously promoting Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the list goes on. You can't make this up. Simultaneously, hand in glove, at the same time, people are trying to figure out why Ocasio's there. People are trying to figure out how Omar's there and Tlaib is there. The establishment that you're complaining about is protecting them so they can be there, friends. Because this is the new level of the baser sort that need to control you. They're using them to domestically incite domestic insurrection. That's what it's about. They're going to push the limits to see how much you will take, America. And if you settle for Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and the list goes on and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump and these others, well, they know that they got it in the bag, friends. They know that they've got it in the bag. If you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. That's right. That's right. Hey, who does propaganda appeal to, friends? To the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach. Why do you think my ministry is targeted? If I wasn't telling you the truth, then why all the harassment, America? Why the big tech Google search and the censorship? And putting negativity up on my ministry everywhere I go. It comes with the territory. Hey, tell the truth and shame the devil. I don't care if the devil likes what I have to say, and neither should you. It's your job to tell the truth and expose him and reprove the works of darkness, Ephesians 5. Hey, folks, this is nothing more than the globalist casting into your minds the lowest of the people, 1 Kings 13:33. To do what? To further drive the standard down in hopes that the people at large will accept that which they would have you submit to. That's what this is all about. For you to suggest Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama are the most admired people in the world, you have got to be out of your mind to believe that. And how many times have I shared that they always do the unthinkable? Here they're doing it again. And the people are drinking it up. Stephanie, I started this out with Rush Limbaugh, the secularist. You know, the National Inquiry needs to mind, who feeds the narrative of divide the right from the left more than anybody. 20 million followers that think he's the greatest thing known to mankind, who supports sodomites and who supports his golden calf. A lady told the people on a live feed the other day that Rush Limbaugh told us that Michelle Obama is the most admired person in the world. Okay, she must be then, if Rush said it, or if Glenn Beck said it, or if Levin said it, it must be so. They're caught up into the same track because they keep listening to the same people. Hey, folks, this is an attempt to push on the unlearned that the masses are also in support of these people when, again, the opposite is true. I just got done sharing with you, friends, they don't have the support of the people. Who do they have the support of? Those that mean to rule the roost through totalitarian means. Whose approbation have they received, friends? They love their own, don't they? These globalists and propagandists love to praise their own, John 15:19, in highly esteeming their useful idiots. And it shows you their reprobate minds, Romans 1:24, which are nothing short of an abomination in the sight of a living God. This is absolutely pathetic, America. The most admired woman in the world, now Michelle Obama, you have got to be out of your mind. And to all you propagandists, you useful idiots, you scoundrels who will sell your mother out for 30 pieces of silver, just keep in mind there's a special place in hell for people like you. And don't forget what I'm telling you. You attack, do your worst, because your cruelties and your lies are swelling our ranks, and we have had it with your propaganda, period.
Well, if you take a look and listen to the radio show on a daily basis, you know that you are constantly getting the truth from the Word of God, and we have actually recently had some people come in, and basically their support of the radio show. I was talking with a gentleman today, and he was telling me his only regret was that he did not get to our radio show sooner. He said, "I was amazed at how Bradley was and the truth that he was bringing forth, black and white, so on and so forth. I wish I could talk like him," he said. He said, "God sent me to that radio station." He said, you know, and it was a divine thing that he had came across the radio program. Also, I was talking with another person last week, and he was just saying how amazed he was. He was driving through Nevada, happened to turn on the radio station, and there was Bradley giving the dose of truth. Because this gentleman I was talking to today was talking about how, in his own perspective, churches today, in his own particular church, you know, they preach the fluff. They're not willing to get down to the nitty-gritty, the true cultural issues that are facing America today, but that's what we're doing on the Sons of Liberty. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the Spread the Word button on the radio website, and you can become a monthly supporter of our ministry. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button or donate securely, and you can make a one-time donation, or you can become a monthly partner and support us on a consistent basis. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for supporting the ministry. And go out there and do the same.
We love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Have a good night. And again, we got sonsoflibertyradio.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.